me to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. This is going to be the basis of our message this morning. If you have your outline with you, you can follow along. There's going to be a selection of verses from Proverbs as well. And I've always enjoyed the book of Proverbs. There's so much wisdom in there. They're kind of one-liners if you've read the book. And we'll get into that here when we get into the message this morning. Some key verses out of there. But here's the basis of what I want to preach on this morning from Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. the word of the Lord this morning. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we've gathered here this morning, may this message be your message and never my words. And Lord, may you bless this message as it leaves my mouth to those that have gathered here today. Lord, may they hear your message. May they grow in spirit. May they grow in strength. May you bless them today. In Jesus I pray, amen. Have you ever wondered what is the secret to a happy Thanksgiving and what that might look like in your life from day to day, or maybe as you approach this holiday today? And why is it that for some people, they approach Thanksgiving with rejoicing and happiness, which is good, and others with trepidation, not so sure? Some people are looking forward to today. It's an exciting day to gather with family or friends or our neighbors or whoever you're gathering with. And for some of us, today is a day of maybe loneliness or busyness or just another day of work where we don't take a lot of time to break away from the grind of life. Or perhaps it might even be a day of family strife or brokenness that also might enter into our life. Some of us might look over this past year and think, we don't have much to be thankful for. Others of you might say, I am so thankful because I've had such a blessed year in my life. It has gone well. God has been good. And others not so well. Maybe you've lost a loved one. Maybe sickness has entered your family. Maybe a certain diagnosis has changed your family forever. Farmers, you've had a tough 2 years. You've had to fight for everything that you've had, that you've grown. And so we might fall into the mode of thinking that there has been more problems and loss than blessings and gains. And I don't want to fall into that trap. Maybe you've had a tough year and you think that you don't have a whole lot to be thankful for. You've had better years. Or maybe you've had the best year of your life and you're wondering, what will I do? Or what is the best way that I can thank God with the blessings that I have in my life? And so I'd like to just stop right there for a moment and just call a timeout in our lives and reflect back to this past year. As we enter into this message this morning, I want you to think about your life. And so I want to challenge you this morning, with everything going on in your life, whether good or bad, how do we find contentment? How are we at peace with everything that's going on around us in the world that you and I live in? And we can move forward. Don't worry about things. And give those things to God. And so that's where I like to go this morning with this message. The secret to a happy Thanksgiving, and maybe even a happy life, is contentment in all things. Now, all is a big word this morning that we need to help define and discover. And what does that look like? What does that mean to me? How does that play out in my life? Notice that I didn't say that it's not prosperity that brings happiness. Now, that's okay to prosper. We want to prosper, but that doesn't always bring happiness into our lives. And it brings us back to this passage, what I read to you this morning, when Paul says this in the book of Philippians, I've learned to be content whatever the circumstance. whatever the circumstance. How do we be content in the middle of that? How do I live like that? How do you live like that? In all things, be content. And the answer to that question is realizing how much you already have, how much God has already given you, and how rich you already are in life. Now, you might be thinking this morning, I understand this. I get this, Rob. But why don't I have contentment in the midst of everything that's going on in my life? Why am I not happier? Why am I not more joy-filled? Why am I kind of unsettled in my life? And why don't I have that peace that you're talking about? And here might be the reason. We don't have contentment because we approach Thanksgiving focused on the circumstances in our life. That's kind of an important thing for you and I to realize. Most of us measure joy, measure happiness, measure our contentment by how things are going on the outside of our lives. Or maybe things that directly affect us in this world that are happening or going on. See, contentment is not a matter of outward circumstances in our daily lives. Contentment is being able to understand that God has placed you right where He wants you and I to be. And the question is, are you and I okay with that? Are you and I okay with that? And so how do we choose to live like that? How do we better understand what godly contentment looks like in our lives from day to day? As you go about your life and you go to work and you gather as family and whatever it might be, your recreation, the things that you enjoy in life as you live life, how do I find contentment and what does this look like in my life? And so I want to go there this morning and I want to describe through Scripture what this should look like in our lives and maybe it'll apply to you. I hope that you leave here this morning and you're challenged a little bit and I need to look at life a little bit differently. And so we look to the Word of God. How do I grow in that knowledge? And how do I find that contentment? And so we look to the Word of God. And I have five verses from the book of Proverbs this morning. And every verse starts with the word better. Better. There's something better that God wants us to understand as followers in Christ. And so let me just share some of these with you this morning. All of these verses give us a comparison of something that the world values or thinks is important compared to something that God says, this is more important. This has more value than what the world can bring to you. And so that's kind of the comparison we're going to go with this morning. And so let's kind of dive into this. My first one is Proverbs 12, verse 9. Better to be a nobody and yet have a servant than pretend to be a somebody and have no food. Now, let's unpack that a little bit. What does that look like in my life? And so I'm just going to break it down. I'm going to give you some simple sentences this morning that help relate us to everyday life. Simply put, it's better to live a life of simplicity, to live a life of maybe low profile, and have your needs met than become some big shot with everything this world has to offer and have no joy or happiness. That's what it means. It's okay to live a simple and plain life. You'll find more contentment in that kind of a lifestyle than having this big, wonderful life that the world thinks is so great. That's what the Scripture teaches us this morning in that verse. Proverbs 15, verse 16, better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Now, too many of us have bought into the culture that money is the key to happiness and joy in our lives. If we only had money, that would solve all of our problems. Life would be perfect. I'd have what I wanted, and life would be great. Now, the Bible's not against wealth or prosperity, but it's very honest what great wealth will do to a person. And so I got an example for you this morning. How many of you have heard of the name Warren Buffett or knew who Warren Buffett is? Most of you probably have heard of that. One of the most wealthiest, richest people in the world. But you know, he can't walk the streets, I believe he lives in Omaha, like you and I can. He has to be careful when he goes out to where he's going to eat, because when he goes some places, mobs of people surround him. You see, the more money you have, the more problems that you'll have in life as well. The Bible says you will have a more joyful and content life with just a little money and rely upon God than to have wealth and live in turmoil. We must realize that fearing God brings its own riches to believers. You are rich just because you fear God, that you are a follower of Jesus Christ all by itself. That is great wealth. And you find happiness and contentment in the midst of that. Proverbs 15, verse 17. Better a small serving of vegetables with love than a fattened calf with hatred. Don't you just love these things from the Proverbs, how they speak to you so frank and so forward? Literally, this is what it means. To have a small portion of cold food where you are loved, than to have a juicy and hot turkey with strife and turmoil in your family. There's a reason why people go through depression when the holidays come around. Thanksgiving and Christmas and the snow begins to fall. All those old hurts, all those old things from past within families or friends, they come back to us. They rear their ugly head again when families start to gather. And sometimes those joyful times, they become undesirable because maybe of things that have gone on in the history of our lives. And so let me encourage you this morning to get past those hurts, get past those pains, seek forgiveness, make things right, move on in life. Be in a healthy place with family and friends. Fix your fence. Mend what needs to be mended in your life is what this really means to you and I. So may I encourage you with that today. And then Proverbs 16, verse 8. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. It's better to do right and struggle. Struggle trying to make ends meet. Struggle trying to make things work in your life. It's better to do right than to do wrong and be rich. That's what Proverbs teaches us today. It's better to follow the rules and lose everything than to cheat and climb your way to the top of the ladder. Proverbs 16, verse 9. Better to be lowly in spirit along with the oppressed than to share plunder with the proud. In other words, don't elevate yourself above others where you think that you're too good to socialize with the poor and meek or maybe the common people. And then I even added another little sentence onto here that came to me yesterday. Don't attach yourself to someone for fame and fortune. Be who God's called you to be. Be that person. So after hearing God's word and how to live, we still need to answer the question of what is contentment? You've seen some Bible verses on there this morning. See, contentment is realizing that where you are right now in life is exactly where God wants you to be. And I asked you a little bit earlier this morning, the question that needs to challenge us is, are we okay with being right where we want to be, where God has placed us? Are you satisfied with that? Are you content with that? And it might not be an easy place to be right now. Because I know that some of us, especially you've heard some families this past few months, have been through tragedy and they've been through sickness and diagnosis and they don't understand, they don't have answers. And it's not an easy place to be. But understand this. Through the midst of all those things, he continues to draw us closer to him, deeper to him, to love him more, to see his ways, to understand at a deeper level of who He is. Because God is continually shaping and molding us to live for Him. And He'll put circumstances in our lives to change us, to move us, to get us to understand how you and I should live. And sometimes those things are not easy. They're hard. They're difficult. Some of you might be sitting there today. You're dreaming about how you could have more, or maybe you wish that you could have this or that. And, you know, Black Friday's tomorrow, and some of you are thinking, well, I can't wait to go shopping. What kind of deals can I get? And let me ask you this. Are you content with where you're at right now in life? Or is your mind dreaming about what else could I have in life? There's nothing wrong with desires and wanting things for your life or your family. Don't get me wrong with that. But where's the balance, and where do you find that peace where you can be content from day to day? And so I think contentment is realizing how much you have been blessed by God and what you have is enough. And let me share another statement with you this morning. In reality, most of us are better off exactly the way we are right now than thinking about how we wish life would be. Did you hear me with that this morning? Most of us are better off right now where we're at versus wishing where you wished you would be in life. Find contentment where you're at today in your life. May this day be what every day should be for us as believers, a day of true thanksgiving to God, who is good all the time. And so may I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and all of God's people said,
Amen.